Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
It is good to see you.
很高兴见到大家。
If you don't know already,
this is my last sermon to all of you.
是吧？你是不是知道今天呢是我最后一次讲道
？It has been my privilege to pastor here the last 3.5 years.
在过去三年半当中，我有幸呢有机会在这里做牧师。我知道我来之前你们任何人都不认识我。接纳我其实是件比较冒险的事儿，谢谢你们。我很高兴要离开了。因为这是神要我去做的事工。同时呢我又很不情愿离开。想想这点呢我觉得比较难过。在过去一个月当中呢我一直在考虑在最后一次讲到应该讲什么呢我在这里一共度过了187个周日。我们也有合堂在一起的时候，所以我算了算，大概呢，一共讲了150场道。
Where do you end? There we go.
那么在150场道当中，觉得我应该在哪里结束比较好呢
？I have the entire Bible I could choose to preach from.
我有整本圣经可以选择讲道的材料。
And so I've gone back and forth, trying to say, okay, what am I going to even say?
所以我来来回回查找了很多遍，要决定了到底今天要讲什么。
And so it wasn't until yesterday that I chose.
所以直到昨天我才选定了题目。
And it wasn't until about 3 p.m.
其实呢，到了三点，下午三点。
Because I kept saying, what is the most important thing to say?
所以我不断地想最重要的应该告诉大家什么呢
And as soon as I asked that question, I realized it's this passage.
当我想这个问题的时候我意识到应该就是这么这个经文
Jesus tells us what the most important thing is.
耶稣告诉我们最重要的事应该是什么
And so we're going to be looking at that today.
所以今天呢我们要分享这段经文
We'll look at three different points.
一共有三点
First, what it tells us about the nature of sin.
那么首先他告诉我们罪的本质是什么
Second, it tells us our the response to idolatry
第二告诉我们对于这个通奸的这个回应
And then third,
Did you see idolatry or adultery?
Idolatry,
sorry, 就是偶像崇拜
And then last, we'll look at our response to the gospel
第三个呢就是对于福音的反应
So let's look first at the nature of sin
首先我们来看一下这个罪的本质
So a scribe comes up to Jesus He's an expert in the law Like the pastor today might be
那么有一个文士呢来到耶稣面前文士呢就相当于一个很有学问的人也就是相当于今天的这个牧师
And he says Jesus Of all the commands Which one is most important
那么他问耶稣在所有的诫命当中哪个是最重要的
And verse 29This is so critical, we'll read it again. He says, the most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
那么他说呢最重要的就是记住神只有一位并且呢你当尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
Now this is surprising to me.
这一点呢让我有点感到惊奇。
Because at first, Jesus doesn't answer the question.
首先耶稣并没有解答这个问题。
The man asked, what's the most important command?
那么这个人问的是最重要的诫命是什么
And the first thing Jesus says is, God is one.
那么耶稣回答的第一件就是说神只有一位。
He's asking, what do I do?
那么这个文士问我应该做什么
And Jesus answers with a theology lesson.
但是耶稣呢，就给了他一个神学的答案。
So why does Jesus start with that?
为什么耶稣以这个开始呢？
Why not just give the command?
为什么不把诫命直接告诉他呢？
Because the command is ludicrous if verse 29 is not true.
因为如果第二十九节不是真实的话，那么这个诫命呢，也就是变得很可笑了。
Let me give you an example.
我给你举个例子来说。
So many of you know I used to work at McDonald's.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I used to work at McDonald's.
Oh, 大家可能不知道我以前在麦当劳工作过。
Almost 10 years, actually.
在那工作过大概十年。
And if I go to McDonald's now, I might order a hamburger.
如果我现在去麦当劳，我可能去点一个汉堡。
And if they say, okay, you can have a hamburger, that'll be $15.
他们会说好的可以点这个大概15块钱。
I'm going to laugh in their face and I'll go to Burger King.
那我会对他们笑一番然后呢去 Burger King.
Because $15 is way too much to get a hamburger.
因为呢15块钱来买一个汉堡这实在太贵了。
Unless I'm starving and there's no other place to get food.
除非呢我实在是太饿了而没有其他地方可以买到东西吃。
And then I'll pay $15.
那我才会情愿付15块钱。
This is how airports make so much money.
所以这就是机场赚钱的一个主要的原因。
And so what Jesus is saying here, well, let me back up. Jesus is saying we love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
那我往后再说一点，就是耶稣这里说呢，我们要尽心尽力、尽心尽性的爱主。
With all our emotions.
用我们所有的感情
all our thoughts,
我们所有的思想
our desires,
我们所有的 这个渴望
our motivations,
所有的动力
He says love God with your innermost core identity of who you are
那么拿出你最本质的个体个人来爱主
love God with all of your intellectual power
用你所有的智力来爱主
and love God with all of your energy and all of your strength
用你所有的精力用你所有的力量来爱主
and love other people sacrificially and selflessly because that's how you love yourself
用一种牺牲的无私的爱来爱别人因为这就是你如何爱自己的
now that costs way more than $15
当然这要比15块钱的这个代价要大得多。
So, why don't we just laugh and go to some other God who doesn't demand so much from us?
我们为什么不笑一阵然后呢跑到另外一位神那儿。这些神呢对我们的要求并不高。
Isn't Jesus being kind of extreme here?
你不觉得耶稣的要求太极端吗?
So let's go find some other faith that isn't quite so extreme.
所以我们不妨去找一下别的信仰不会那么极端的信仰。
See, verse 30 makes absolutely no sense if there are multiple options to choose from.
所以呢，第三十节根本就是没有道理的。假如说有还有其他神可以选择的话
，If there are multiple gods and they're all equal, then just choose the God who demands the least from you.
如果还有其他的神，并且这些神都是平等的话，那么就选择一个对您要求少的神，可能比较合理一些。
Don't pay $15 at McDonald's if you can pay $5 at Burger King.
假如你在这个 Burger King 可以用5块钱买一个汉堡的话，又何必花15块钱去麦当劳呢？
That's why Jesus starts with verse 29. The Lord is one.
所以耶稣呢，在这里从用29节开始，他回答说，是独一的。
Every other religion at this time said there's more than one God.
那么任何其他的宗教呢都是在承认不止一位神
Jesus is actually saying look there's not more than one other God all of these other religions are incorrect the God of the Bible is one
所以耶稣在这里说没有其他的神那么圣经中的神是独一的神
and if there were multiple gods you shouldn't give all of your love to one God you need to love all of the gods so you give a little bit to each one
假如有很多神存在的话那么你就不应该只是尽力爱某一个神应该分点给每一个神。
It's like if you're dating.
It's like what?
Like if you're dating.
就像你约会的时候。
You don't like go meet the one person and give them your entire heart on the first date.
你不会呢第一次约会就把你所有的爱给在第一个你约会的人。
And then on the second date they say, hey, can we open a bank account together?
然后第二次约会就说咱们去开个账户吧。
I'm like, yes, let's join all our finances. I give all of my love to you on the second date.
那我把所有第二次约会就开始把所有的钱合在一起，把我所有的爱都给你。
No，
你不会这么做的。
Just free advice. If someone asks you on the second date to open a bank account, run. Run.
现在我免费给你点提醒和建议。假如第二次约会就有人让你开个账户跟他一起的话呢，你最好赶紧走开。
In fact, because you're going to keep your options open, you're going to kind of look at different people, explore different things, and give a little bit of love to each one, and then you pursue one person more.
所以你最好给自己留些选择，不同的在不同约会不同的人，看看呢是不是有更多的这个选择。
But let's say we're married. My wife and I are married.
但是呢，另一种情况就不一样了。比如说，我跟太太结婚了。
And I say, honey, I don't want to give all of my love to you.
如果我对他说我不能把我所有的爱给你
That's a little extreme
这太极端化了
I'm going to love you and a couple other girls
我会爱你也爱其他几个女孩子
Right? Or she's like, honey, let's open a bank account Say, no, 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 I want my separate money Only I have control of
如果他跟我说咱们开一起开个账户吧那我说不行不行我想有这个对我自己的财产的掌控权
Here's the point. Unique loves, unique relationships require unique love.
那么你这里就是这一点很重要，就说你需要一种关系，那么也需要你呢能够尽心的去爱他。
And the more important the relationship is, the more undivided your love must be.
那么这关系越重要呢，那么这个爱也就越专注。
So, what does that mean?Well, in the same way, if there's one God,
同样的，假如只有一位神的话，
then it is a unique relationship you have with that God.
那么你需要跟这位神建立关系。
And it is more special and more unique than an earthly marriage.
那么跟神的这位关系呢，更特别，它比世上的婚姻呢更特别。
And therefore, he, God deserves and desires and demands our undivided love.
因此上呢，神要求我们给他呢独一的爱，毫不分心的爱。
Because a divided love dishonors the one who is you're supposed to love.
因为这种分心的爱呢，会让这个你应该爱的人呢得不到应该得到的爱。
So let me give you again an example. Let's say my wife wants to go on a date with me.
给大家举个例子，就是说，如果太太想跟我去约会的话。
And I say, oh no, actually, my ex-girlfriend is in town. I want to go to dinner with her.
那如果我跟她说我不想去，因为我另外的朋友在这里，想跟她一起出去。
That does not honor my wife.
但是这样的话呢，就不会让我太太觉得受到了尊重。
And then I get home and I wonder, honey, why are you mad at me?
然后回家说为什么你对我生气呢
Because violating that sacred love creates rightful anger on the other person's part.
这样呢，这种做法呢，就违背了我们的婚姻的契约，所以使得另外一个人发怒的。
Or let me give a different example.Let's say you're in the military, as some of you are.
比如说你在军队服役，就像我们当中有些人。
If you love another country more than you love the country you're fighting for,
如果你爱另外一个国家多于你这个为其征战的国家的话，
That's called treason.
那就是叫做叛变。
And in fact, in the military, they will execute you for that.
如果是在部队里边发现你有叛变的行为的话呢，会处死你的。
Because there's a sacred trust, a sacred commitment that when you violate, it creates that consequence.
因为有一种神圣的这种契约，如果你违背的话呢，那么就会有后果。
And the Bible speaks of our response to God this way, that when we have a divided love or a love that we turn away from God, it produces a rightful anger from God for that violation.
那么圣经里边呢也讲到，我们应该专注于神，否则的话呢，就会导致神的义怒。
Because it dishonors God.
因为这一件呢，不会让这种做法不会让神得到荣耀。
It devalues him.
让神的价值被贬低了。
And in fact, not only does it create rightful anger, but it actually deserves a separation from God, an eternal death.
况且这种做法呢，不止导致神的易怒，而且导致了跟神的隔离，导致呢，永久跟神的隔离，导致犯罪。
And this is what the Bible, what the nature of sin is.
所以这就是罪的本质。
It is treating something or someone as more important than God Himself.
就是把某种东西或某个人或某个事呢，看得比神更重要。
The thing that we find more beautiful.
我们觉得有些东西更漂亮。
Or more satisfying than God.
更让人满足。
Or more enjoyable.
比神更让人觉得满意。
More desirable.
除了神之外，更想要别的。
That has become a God in our heart.
这些呢已经在我们的心中变成了神。
And it is revealed in our conflicted choices.
那么这就在我们矛盾的选择当中呢显示了这一点。
I tell Ian this all the time. Obedience, when you want what I tell you to do, is good, but it's not real obedience.
我经常告诉 Ian 这一点，就是说呢如果我告诉你做什么你想其实是你也正好是你想要的你去做的这并不是顺服。
Like you want to go outside, you say, Ian, let's go outside, and he comes. That's not really obedience.
如果我说 Ian, 咱们出去玩吧他顺服了其实这也不是真正的顺服因为他本来就想去玩。
Obedience is when you want to stay outside and daddy comes inside.
而真的顺服是说他想在外边玩而我呢让他进来。
In the conflict, it reveals what is most important to your heart.
在矛盾当中，你看到了你心里边真正想要的是什么。
So, when loving God conflicts with getting a good grade,
当爱神与当爱神与拿到好的分数矛盾的时候，你选择哪一个呢？
When loving God conflicts with getting ahead at your work, what do you choose?
那么当爱神与在事业上能够有更好的进展，你选择哪一个呢？
When loving God conflicts with stability and safety and comfort, what do you choose?
如果爱神跟稳定跟幸福相矛盾的时候，你选择哪一个呢？
And unless you can say that you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, all of us have an alternate God that's in our heart.
除非你能对自己说你是在尽心尽力尽心尽意的爱神那么否则就证明我们心里边都有一个另外的神
The Bible calls that idolatry
那么圣经呢叫做这个拜偶像
We have little idols that we worship
我们心里边有一些小的偶像我们在敬拜
And those idols demand that we live and serve and love and obey those idols
这些偶像呢就不断地要求我们去敬拜他去服侍他
If your grade or your job for example if your grade or job is more important to you than God
如果你的分数或你的工作比神更重要的话
Then when your job and grades are going well you will feel fine about yourself
那么如果你的分数或者是工作不好的话呢你可能对自己感到不满意
But they will make you serve them
他们会让你呢来服侍他们。
You'll sacrifice your sleep for that.
你会呢为此呢少睡点觉。
You'll sacrifice your family for that.
你会牺牲你的家人。
It will demand that you give your life to pursue that idol.
那么这个偶像呢就要求你把你的生命放弃来追求他。
And if that is ever threatened or goes poorly,
如果呢一旦事情有什么不好
You won't merely be sad
你不只是悲伤
But you'll be devastated
你会觉得好像是大祸临头一样
You won't recover
你都不会反过劲来
You won't bounce back and be okay You might even hate yourself because you failed your idol
你不会振作起来因为你觉得你没有达到你的目标你的这个偶像呢让你没有呢实现你想要的。
So, this means we all have a problem.
所以这就意味着我们每个人都有问题。
We have a disordered love.
我们的爱呢出了问题。
We love things who are not God, but we treat them like a God.
我们爱那些不是神的东西但是却把他们当神。
And those idols demand everything from us.
那么这些偶像呢，却要求我们为他献上一切。
But they never give you what they promise.
但是却并不能够给你他们承诺的东西。
My brother got to talk with a, I forget the guy's name, but he won the Super Bowl a couple different times.
我的哥哥有机会呢，跟一个赢得这个超级碗的冠军的人。有几次呢跟他讲过话。
And my brother asked, which win was the most significant win?
那么我问他呢，哪一次胜利让他觉得呢是有意义。
And this is like, which Super Bowl, first or second, which one was more special? And the guy said, it was the first time we won the last game before the Super Bowl.
那么他我哥哥就问他呢，哪一次这个超级碗胜利的时候让他觉得更开心，是第一次呢，第二次呢，还是怎么样？他说呢，就是在我们赢得超级碗前的那最后一次比赛的胜利，觉得最让他开心。
Because we're going to the Super Bowl.
因为我们将要去打这个超级碗的比赛。
And the guy said, he said, you know what? Winning the Super Bowl was the most disappointing night of my life.
那么这个人说呢，赢得超级碗却是让我人生中感到最失望的一个晚上了。
Because his entire life, he said, if I just do that, I will be, my life will have meaning and purpose.
I'm sorry, did I get
this? He grew up believing that if he just won, his life would be satisfying.
因为他一直呢在人生当中一直就在想，如果将来有一天赢得这个超级碗的胜利的话呢，他的人生就有了意义。
Football was his God.
那么这个足球呢就是他的上帝。
It demanded everything from him.
让他呢一直的付出。
Including health risks that he took.
包括一些健康方面的风险。
And yet when he achieved the goal, it gave him nothing.
但是当他达到这个目标的时候，却一无所获。
Like he was happy, but it didn't satisfy.
但是当然他是觉得很高兴，但是并不会让他满足。
So what do we do?
那么我们应该怎么做呢
？How can we fix this?
我们怎么样来解决这个问题
？Second response to idolatry.
第二个就是对于偶像崇拜的解决办法。
Now one response is I'll call it the way of irreligion.
一个办法呢我叫做就是 irreligion, 就是非宗教化。
Which means you just ignore what Jesus said.
就是不管耶稣所说的。
You live however you want.
你想怎么活就怎么活。
And in fact, you might think that this is actually really good.
你可能会想这个主意不错。
Because saying there's only one true God seems kind of arrogant, doesn't it?
因为如果相信如果说呢只有一位神的话，这种说法太骄傲了。
And so you might say, you know what, I'm going to love people better if I'm not saying that they're wrong in their religious beliefs.
如果我不跟人说你们这个信仰是错误的，可能这样会让人觉得我更爱他们。
After all, a lot of evil has been done in the world by people who claim that they are right.
毕竟在世界上有很多邪恶的行为，因为人们相信他们所说的是正确的。
But just remember what Jesus says here.
那么想想耶稣在这里所说的。
He's looking at a religious landscape where every religion says there's more than one God, and Jesus says, look, there's only one.
他看看世界上所有的宗教，每个宗教呢其实都会说不只有一位神，而耶稣在这里却声称只有一位神。
So you can believe that all religions are valid ways to God.
I'm sorry?
You can believe that all religions are valid ways to God.
你可以相信就是所有的宗教都是能够达到神的一种有效的办法。
But to do that, you have to say that Jesus is wrong.
但是如果这样认为的话呢，你必须先证明耶稣是错的。
You have to say Jesus is wrong, and in fact, you know better than Jesus.
你必须证明耶稣是错的，证明了你自己比耶稣知道的更多。
And I mean, that feels...Also kind of arrogant, doesn't it?
但是这样的一种做法是不是也是很骄傲的一种做法呢？
But remember, you're still going to place your love in something.
你必须把你的爱呢放置到某个地方。
You're going to look to something to give you meaning and sacrifice in your life.
你必须找一个地方呢可以给你的生命以意义和满足。
Ultimately, you will choose to love something that gives you a benefit. You are loving yourself.
那么你必须找一个让你呢除了爱自己还能得到更多利益的东西去爱。
The second way you can respond is through religion.
那么第二种方式呢就是宗教化。
You say, I'm going to really try really hard to love God and radically obey.
那么你会说我真的会努力去来顺服神来尽力去听他的话。
And you might think that's the right response to this.
可能你觉得对于抵抗偶像的最好的办法可能就是这点了。
But it's also wrong.
但是这也是错的。
Let me explain.
我给你解释一下。
We are to love God with all of our heart.
我们应该全心的爱神。
Including our motivations.
包括我们的动机。
So why are you trying to love God?
那么你为什么努力去爱神呢?
Because it makes you feel better about yourself.
因为这让你自我感觉良好。
Because you think it will help your grades.
因为这让你觉得可能会帮助你的分数。
Help your job.
帮助你的工作。
Help your family.
帮助你的家庭。
Because you think God will bless you if you live the right way.
因为你觉得如果你活得正确的话呢，上帝会祝福你。
So are you really loving God with all your heart?
那么你真的是全心的爱神吗？
Or are you loving yourself?
还是你爱自己呢?
And you're using God to get the things that you want in your life.
是你想利用神得到你生活中想要的东西。
That's not love.
那并不是爱。
That's manipulation.
那是操控。
And you're using religious things to try to earn for yourself things that you want.
你用宗教化的东西呢，试图为你自己赢得些什么。
In other words, you don't love God for God.
你不是因为神是神而爱他。
You love God for what he gives you.
而是因为神能给你什么而爱他。
And that's not loving God with all your heart.
这并不是全心的爱神。
That's still loving yourself.
仍旧是只爱你自己而已。
Now look what Jesus says here, verse 32, if we can go there.
我们来看耶稣在这里32节讲到的什么。
The Christ says, you're right. You've said there's one God, there's no other beside him.Verse 33, to love him with all the heart and understanding all the strength and to love one's neighbor as yourself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
那么耶稣说呢，你说的不对，你说的对，这个神是第一，独一的，当尽心尽性，尽力爱主你的神。那么爱神呢，比献祭更重要。
So he says, look, God is one, which means you can't pursue your religion and solve idolatry. There's only one God.
那么耶稣说神只有一位，所以呢，你不能呢，既行使宗教，同时呢又拜偶像。
But then he says, loving God is more important than all of the requirements God gave for sacrifices and offerings in the Old Testament.
那么同时他又指出呢，爱神比在旧约中所说的献祭等等，遵守所有诫命等等都重要。
So you can't embrace religious obedience and love God that way either.
所以呢，你不能通过呢这种宗教式的这种顺服来满足神。
And verse 34, Jesus saw that he answered with wisdom. Jesus says he's right.
所以耶稣觉得这个文士的回答是有智慧的。
Your religion doesn't solve the idolatry problem.
那么这个非宗教化呢，就是说不信宗教不能解决这个偶像的问题。
Religion also doesn't solve the idolatry problem.
但是呢，宗教也不能解决这个偶像的问题。
Both religion and irreligion are trying to make ourselves okay through our own efforts and our own choices.
那不论是宗教化还是非宗教化，都是通过我们自己的努力，让我们看上去不错而已。
But then Jesus goes on verse 34 and he says to the man, "You are not far from the kingdom of God."
那么第34节这里说，耶稣对这个人说，你离神的国不远了。
Why is this man close?
为什么这个人离神的国近了呢？
Because he's starting to despair of himself.
因为他有点对自己有点感到绝望了。
He sees that he cannot gain right relationship with God by ignoring God or by trying to obey God.
因为他看到呢，通过他自己努力去顺服神，或者是呢忽略神，都不能呢接近神。
He sees that both religion and irreligion are self-centered, self-love.
因为他意识到不论是宗教化还是非宗教化都是自我中心的自爱而已。
And yet, Jesus doesn't say the man is in the kingdom of God. He's still missing something.
但是耶稣这里并没有说这个人呢已经进了神的国，而是说离神的国近了，他还差点什么。
He's missing the cross.
他还差十字架。
Jesus hasn't died yet. He can't believe the gospel.
耶稣还没有死去，所以呢，他还没有真正的相信福音。
Because the gospel, the good news of what Jesus has done for us, answers and is the only answer to the problem of idolatry.
因为耶稣为我们将要做的，这个上十字架，这是解决这个偶像拜偶像的唯一的问题的办法。
Because the gospel says when we were idolatrously loving ourselves.
因为这里说如果我们爱自己像偶像一般爱我们自己的时候
when we were leaving date night to go be with an ex-lover
如果我们约会的时候本来跟太太约会是跟之前的女友去约会的话
it was at that moment that God loved us
是在那个时候神却爱了我们
Romans 5:8 says this God shows his love for usIn that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Romans
5:8.
5:8? Okay, thank you. Romans 5:8. 唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们而死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And so why would God love someone like that?
为什么神爱一个像这样的罪人呢
We can't possibly give to God something he doesn't already have. Why would he love us?
我们根本不可能给神他已经有的东西，那么神又何必爱我们呢
Because unlike our self-centered love where we only love to get something in return,
不像我们自我中心的爱，因为我们常常的去爱别人以便得到一些回报。
God's love is true selfless, self-giving love.
而神的爱完全是无私的，完全是舍己的。
He loves us not because we are lovely, but to make us lovely.
他爱我们并不是因为我们可爱，而是呢，他想借此呢，让我们变得可爱。
Which means all your idols demand that you give them everything, but they give you nothing.
意思是说，所有的偶像要求你把所有的一切都给他们，但是呢，这些偶像却并不能给你什么。
But this God gives you everything.
而这位神却把所有的一切都给了你。
And what he demands in response is faith in that. Not even works. It's faith in him.
而他所要的呢不过是你的信心而已，并不是任何工作，只是信心而已。
See, the Bible says that on the cross, Jesus took our sin, our idolatry, into himself.
那么耶稣圣经说在十字架上耶稣呢把我们的罪把我们拜偶像的罪都拿走了
and
放在自己身上
and he suffered the consequences of what we have done
他替我们担当了罪的代价
he faced the anger of the spurned lover so that we don't have to
他为我们担当了罪的代价这样呢我们就不必自己去受死了
He faced the execution squad for our treason
就是说他为我们的叛变行为付上了死刑
He took the punishment that we deserve for our idolatry
我们本来是犯了拜偶像的罪但是呢他是把刑罚加在他自己身上的
And instead he gives usThe perfect love that he has earned from God by his perfect love.
而他通过他完美的爱把上帝的爱完美的爱给了我们。
See, he always obeyed this. Jesus always loved God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his neighbor as himself.
他耶稣一向都是顺服神的他从来都是尽心尽性尽意尽力的爱神。
So he deserves the love of God.
所以他是配得神的爱的。
But on the cross, Jesus loses that love so that he might give it to us.
但是在十字架上，耶稣把这个爱放弃了，以便呢，他可以把这个爱给我们。
And this And only this is the answer to the idolatry in our hearts.
这一些也只有这一点才能解决我们心里拜偶像的问题。
Because underneath religion and irreligion, we are both trying to prove our worth and prove that we are worthy.
不论是通过宗教化的行为还是非宗教化的行为，我们其实都是想一力证明我们自己呢是有价值的。
One just uses the world's ideas of worth, and one uses religious ideas of worth.
不过是呢。一方面是通过世界上的一些价值观来证明自己的价值，而另一方面呢是通过一些宗教化的价值方式来证明自己的价值。
But the gospel says that he has earned the love of God for us.
但是福音却告诉我们，耶稣已经为我们赢得了上帝的爱。
There is nothing left to prove.
不需要证明什么了。
You cannot become more worthy through your actions.
你不可能通过您的行为变得更有价值。
And this frees us from the idol.
那么这样呢，就让我们从偶像中脱离出来。
Because we run after that idol to prove ourselves that God says, look, I look at you and I love you regardless of anything you have done or anything you will do.
因为我们拜偶像的原因呢，就是以为通过那些偶像呢可以证明我们的价值，可是耶稣跟我们说我爱你，不论你做什么或不做什么，我都爱你。
And when we see the magnitude of what God has done for us,
我们在这里看到神为我们做的是何等的大。
It changes our hearts so that we do not obey in order to be loved.
这样呢，就改变了我们的内心。我们顺服不是因为想得到爱。
We don't obey in order to get blessings.
我们不是想顺服以便得到更大的祝福。
We obey because we already are loved.
我们顺服是因为我们已经得到他的爱了。
We obey because we have already been blessed.
我们顺服是因为我们已经得到了祝福。
It's like a story I heard the other day. I was listening to a financial podcast.
那么这就像一个我之前听到的故事。有一天呢，我在听一个财政方面的讲座。
A guy was telling a story about how he didn't know how to handle money well.
有一个人就跟我们讲说他呢不是太知道怎么样用在钱财方面呢做得比较好。
And he was in charge of it, and his wife didn't know anything of what was going on.
他一直呢掌管他们家的财政，太太不知道。
And he couldn't pay for everything.
但是他就没有钱呢来付所有的账单。
So he got a credit card.
所以呢，他就拿申请了一个信用卡。
And when he couldn't pay for that, he got another one.
当然了，支付不起这个信用卡的账的时候，他又申请另外一个信用卡。
And another, and another, and another.
然后一个接一个，他申请了无数的信用卡。
Until he was so deep in debt, he couldn't get another credit card.
直到呢，最后他负债累累，再也不能申请到这个信用卡了。
And so he stopped paying their mortgage.
那么他就呢不能把房贷没有钱支付房贷了。
And the wife learned about all of this.
那么太太呢是后来才知道了所有这一切。
When the bank came to foreclose on the house.
就是说因为银行过来呢要没收这个房产的时候，太太才知道了这一切。
So the man comes home. There's $70,000-$80,000 in debt that the wife did not even know about.
那么先生回家，就是说呢，他们已经欠了七八万的债，但是太太却一无所知。
The bank is about to take their home away from them. They're going to be homeless.
那么银行呢，准备把他们房子没收，他们会无家可归。
And he comes home and she realizes she has seen everything that he has done.
那么他回到家，这个时候才意识到太太其实什么都知道了。现在。
And she responded and said, "Honey.I love you, and we're going to get through this."
太太却对他说，亲爱的，我爱你，我们会一同渡过难关。
And he said her response in that moment was so radical it changed his life.
他说呢，这个太太这个时候的反应呢， 是如此的有感染力，以至于整个改变了他。
And it lit a fire under his heart to change, not to gain her love or prove himself to her, but because she loved him so much.
点燃了他内心的这种火焰，就是说不是说要再要取悦他或证明他自己，而是因为他已经得到了太太的爱，太太如此爱他。
And that's what the gospel does to us.
那么福音为我们所做的也正是这些。
When we see what God has done, it changes us so that we want Him.
当我们看到神为我们所做的一切的时候，这就改变了我们，我们想要神。
We don't want to dishonor Him.
我们不想呢为他。让他呢不受荣耀。
If he has loved us like that, I want to honor him. I want to love him back.
如果他如此爱我的话，我想呢荣耀他，我想呢也回报他的爱。
And so I want to obey, not to get your love, but because I am loved.
我想顺服他，不是想要得到他的爱，因为我已经被他所爱的。
So let's look last, and this will be short, I promise you. Our response to the gospel. How do we respond?
那么我们再看最后一点，就是我们的回应应该是什么？我会很快结束的，我取得大家。
Two questions.
两个问题。
Will you trust the gospel?
第一个就是说你愿意相信福音吗？
You're trusting something to give you significance in your life. Will you trust this?
你总是会相信那些给你意义，给你生命意义的东西，那么你愿意相信福音吗？
That means three things. First, you admit the idolatry of your attempts to prove yourself.
首先呢要讲三点。第一个呢就是说呢当你试图通过什么来证明你自己的时候呢，那其实是在拜偶像。
Repent for the ways you've used religion and your religion to prove your worth to God and to others.
所以呢你要忏悔，从试图呢通过宗教化的行为或非宗教化的行为来证实你自己的这些行动中返回来。
Second, believe that Jesus earned God's love and favor for you.
第三点呢，就是相信耶稣已经为你在神面前得到了神的爱和神的恩惠。
And third, to commit to following him.
第三点就是说承诺呢来跟从耶稣。
To live not for his love, but from his love.
不是因为要得到他的爱而爱他，而是因为得到了他的爱而爱他。
Will you trust the gospel?
你愿意相信福音吗？
And second, will you live out the gospel?
第二点，你愿意按照这个福音来活吗？
Will you make God your number one priority in your life?
你会把神当作你生命中最重要的来敬拜吗？
Not to prove yourself to him or to deserve him.
不是证明向他证明你自己，或者是呢证明你有资格得到他的爱。
Not to get blessings from him like better grades and a better career and a better family.
不是为了从他那儿拿更好的更多的好处，比如说好的分数，好的家庭。
But just to get God.
而是得到神本身。
Like that husband whose wife treated him with so much grace, it would be totally stupid for him to turn away this, a different woman in that moment.
就像刚才故事中那个男主角一样，太太如此爱他，如果他在这个时候却遗弃了他去跑到另外一个女人那儿的话，那么这个人真是愚蠢透了。
It caused him to say, I want to know her and love her and honor her and live for her.
那么因为这个太太的爱的行为，使这个男人呢想为他而活，想荣耀他，想爱他。
And friends, will we just give up our paltry ambitions at having good grades and good colleges and a good school and good life and stable counts and a good home and good family and lots of money in the bank? Those will not satisfy you.
所以朋友们，您愿意放弃这些好的分数、好的房子、好的事业，还有呢这些稳定的收入？愿意这样做吗？因为这些其实并不会让你满足的。
And will you just give everything, say, God, you are priority, you are first in my life.
你会放弃一切，愿意对神说，你是我生命中最重要的。
To get God, not to get things from God.
是得到神本身，而不是从神那里得到什么东西。
And will you live out a confident humility in all areas of your life?
那么在你生活的各个部分，你愿意谦卑的来活吗？
The gospel humbles us because it tells us we are such big sinners, Jesus had to die for us.
那么福音呢，可以让我们降卑，因为福音告诉我们，我们是个如此罪恶深重的人，以至于耶稣必须在十字架上受死，受死才能拯救我们。
Which means we can love others because we don't think that we're better than them. We know we're not.
这就意味着我们可以爱别人，因为呢，我们并不比别人更好，我们知道的。
But then it also gives us confidence because it says God loved us enough that Jesus did die for us.
同时也给我们信心，因为耶稣实在是太爱我们了，以至于他愿意上十字架为我们而死。
And so we don't despair in our sin.
这样呢，我们就不会因为我们的罪而绝望。
And we don't love other people to prove our worth.
我们不必呢通过爱人来证实我们自己的价值。
Because we know we can't escape from the love of God that He has given to us in Christ Jesus.
因为我们不可能，我们知道我们不会呢逃避掉神的爱。那么这个爱呢，已经通过耶稣基督来给我们了。
And so we live with confidence in the love of God.
所以因为神的爱，我们可以充满信心地活着。
And yet humility for our own sin.
同时呢，也因为我们的罪，我们也谦卑地活着。
And only with that balance can we truly love other people well.
只有在这两方面都平衡的时候，我们才能真正地爱别人。
And only that balance creates selflessness that can change the world.
也只有这种平衡才能让我们变得无私。才能改变世界。
Our time is done.
好，时间到了。
But would you approach your life with this confident humility?
那么你愿意过一种生活，就是带着一种完全的谦卑。
Because with this way, we just can follow God and obey God no matter what He asks.
如果有这种谦卑的话，我们就可以一直的来顺服神，不论他想要我们做什么。
And I don't know what that looks like in your life.
我不知道呢，在你的生命中是意味着什么。
But I know it will transform everything that you do.
但是我知道，用这种观点的话呢，你不论做什么都会改变你。
The nature of sin is the idolatry of our heart.
那么罪的本质就是我们心中的偶像。
The response usually to idolatry is either irreligion or religion.
那么对这种拜偶像的回应解决的办法呢，或者常常就是一种宗教化的行为，或者是非宗教化的行为。
But the gospel itself can solve the problem.
但是福音呢，才是解决问题的办法。
If we will trust it.
如果我们信靠它的话。
And if we will live it out.
并且如果我们按此而行的话。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the gospel.
天父啊，谢谢你给我们福音。
We thank you for what it says.
我们为其中的话而感谢你。
That we are sinners in need of a savior.
我们都是罪人，需要救赎，需要。